Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Daniel Barron.
How are you, brother? It's good to see you.
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. I'm glad you are.
Yeah, we're just rocking right along. What do you want to talk about
today?
There's
a lot of neat things, but today there are two things for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One, I want to talk about the Mitchell County Historical Society,
mm-hmm.
and I also want to talk about Bakersville, because
okay.
that's where I live.
That sounds like a plan to me.
But let me ask you this. What's the North Carolina state bird?
The state bird is the cardinal, maybe?
There you go. What's the North Carolina state dog?
Well, I'll cheat and know. It's the plot hound.
How'd you know that?
Well, I kind of cheated, but I can remember when they made it the state dog because I remember thinking, what in the world is a plot hound?
Yep. Well, the neat thing about it is the plot hound is an ancient breed of dog. Mm-hmm. It comes from Germany.
Oh, okay.
And it was bred to hunt pigs and bear.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And they're just wonderful, wonderful companions as well today. And that's the reason I'm here is Bob Plott. Just so happens his last name is Plott.
Uh-huh.
He is a Rhodes Scholar with the North Carolina Humanities Council. The Rhodes Scholar means that they go out and Humanities Council helps sponsor them to go to a variety of venues.
Mm-hmm.
We had him here several years ago at the Literary Festival in Burnsville. And now we have him coming to Mitchell County, to the Mitchell County Senior Center, for a program on the 21st of May, which is next Monday.
So are we going to talk about said puppy?
The title of his presentation is Touching the Face of History. It is the story of the plot hound, much more elaborate than what I just got through with. He brings photographs, pictures, all sorts of really neat facts about it. In addition to that, along with him is William Ritter. William Ritter is
now
coming.
There's some music, let me tell you.
He's going to play a little bit of fiddle, a little bit of banjo. And,
so talented.
And it's all going to work together for a really interesting program. And that's Monday the 21st at 7 o'clock at the Mitchell County Senior Center.
And, of course, that's at Ledger on the road up to the high school. That's going to make a great show.
Oh, it's going to be a good
presentation.
Good
presentation.
Because they've worked together on this project, and they've traveled together. So it's going to be a really neat evening. Really is.
Admission cost?
Nothing.
I didn't think so.
Well, it's going to be free to the public because of the North Carolina Humanities Council,
mm-hmm.
and because it's co-sponsored by the Mitchell County Historical Society.
And, you know, the Historical Society, they're kind of busy. They've got a lot of things going on really year-round now.
We are having a program every month
mm-hmm.
during the regular season that goes from April until November. And that includes also the Apple Butter Festival, which is in October. But every month there's something going on. Also, the sponsor of the Scanning Days, in which we go to a variety of places. For example, we were down in Huntdale a month or so ago, we were in Spruce Pine, asking people to come out, bring their old photographs, and we'll scan those to put them in our collection. And then also, of course, we won't keep those photographs.
Right.
We just take the scans.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of those.
That's the capture of the history of Mitchell County.
Such a great history there. You don't want it to get away, and every day a little bit of it does.
Unfortunately, that's true. Yes.
So now you also do, during the holidays, I think they did some tours, 1 year homes, 1 year buildings. And so you're really quite busy.
I'm just a board member.
Yeah.
But I'm really impressed with the things that Rhonda Gunter, and she's the president of the society, and she's really led some really good programs.
Well, that's really neat. Now, this one is going to be on the 21st. That's a Monday night.
Monday night,
and
7 o'clock, Mitchell County Senior Center.
Senior Center, so don't miss that. Now, you mentioned the Apple Butter Festival a little bit ago, and that reminds me that there's a lot of things, more than just the Apple Butter Festival, going on in the county seat of Mitchell County over at Bakersville. So tell me what's going on over there.
Well, the first thing I want to do is make sure everyone knows about Bakersville.com. If you go to Bakersville.com, you'll see all the neat things that are going on in Bakersville. We have a revitalization of the town, especially related to the arts. And, of course, you know, the studio tour is coming up the first of June.
Yeah, that's coming
up. And our world-class galleries in Bakersville will be open. But there's also going to be an art walk on the 26th of May. And people can just walk around the town, and there's free beer and wine and all sorts of really neat art going on.
That'll be on the 26th.
26th. 1st of June, also, Trout-tacular for kids under 16.
Boy, they enjoy that, don't they?
They love doing that. And there's just a bunch of stuff. Of course, the Rhododendron Festival's coming up and all that. So go to Bakersville.com, and you can see all the neat things you can do in Bakersville.
Check out that website and find out more. And, Dan, buddy, tell you what, sounds like you're keeping them jumping over
well,
there.
Well, I'm having a good time.
Or they're keeping you jumping.
I'm having a good time.
Any progress on the car?
Well, actually, I unveiled it and got it ready to going to start putting it back together this summer.
Oh, really? Ready to put her back together?
Start putting it back together.
That's a talented part. I didn't take anything apart. I'm not sure about putting it back together.
Well, I have this T-shirt. It says it's curious enough to take it apart, smart enough to put it back together, savvy enough to hide the parts, extra part.
You are the man. Dan, thanks for coming and letting us know what's going on. Come back again soon, okay?
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest today, Dan Barron with the Mitchell County Historical Society and Bakersville.com. Thanks, Dan. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.